"What if it could turn out better than you can ever imagine?" is a quote that Russ says that I really enjoy a lot, because I feel like, I don't know what it is. I guess it's everybody's subconscious essence to really think negative immediately. And that's something I'm trying to learn as I get older. I'm like, man, how can we transition to the optimism much more often? Because we're fairly optimistic, at least way more than your average individual, because we definitely do a lot of things that are out of the ordinary. And that helps us build the confidence on being optimistic, learning and failing forward. And so when he says this, he was just like, oh, like, what if it could turn out better than you can imagine? Is kind of like the best advice that he's actually received, in which I feel like I'm receiving right now. And then they're also contrasted with, like, what's the worst advice you ever get? And he's like, be realistic, or like, just be, I wouldn't say be practical, because practical is good. Practicality is good, you know, because you're not going full delusion, but you could apply some things. But when you're thinking in terms of being optimistic, definitely not being realistic. It's okay to be delusional if you have practicality and some type of awareness and accountability behind it, right? Like, if you're winning, it's all you, and if you lose, you're blaming external situations, and that's not really a great thing to do, right? And I noticed that myself when I'm taking accountability for everything. If I'm coming up short on certain things, that's on me. If I'm winning, that's on me. And I'm also spiritually driven, so I'm always praying every day, and I'm like, it's God's work, and then it's whatever I could apply to that. Controlling the controllables and not worrying about the uncontrollables. So I feel like that's something that we all definitely need to learn. You know, as a whole, just moving forward, I would say, I guess from what I see. But it is great, because when things do happen, it's like we revert back to trying to be as closed-minded. And I always, you know, live by that saying, like, new levels, new devils. And I definitely agree with that. With you leveling up, for some reason, a lot of bad things would come your way. And you had to interpret it in a situation of like, okay, yeah, it's because I'm leveling up now, there's going to be more tests, right? That's why they say, you know, more money, more problems, new levels, new devils. Those are very popular sayings. And like, for those that are actually doing shit and can feel it, if you can literally feel it, it's definitely going to happen. You just don't know on what timing. So God's timing is different than everybody else's timing. And I'm just like, shit, man, because I could feel it every day, man. We've been working out, man. We've been doing so great these past weeks, and it was probably our best overall month of February so far. And it took us a while, man. When you're in a slump, it takes a while. We were in a slump for a little while. We were not in identity crisis, but we were transitioning our content differently now. We were figuring out different flows of things. We were figuring out a new schedule. We were adapting to the early schedule again, because we felt like the later schedule just was not. We tried to transition to a later schedule. Also, we're testing out both waters. We still like the earlier schedules better. You're not really awake with everybody else because you're up at like 5 a.m., 4 a.m. But you tend to get so much more shit done. And if you wake up earlier, stay up later, then you really get shit done. I'm not saying like go sleep deprived and go fucking get no sleep. But, you know, I think like 6 hours of sleep is like pretty good. 5 hours of sleep, 5.5 to 6 hours, depending on what you're doing that day. I think I'm pretty much good with that, especially as I get into my 30s. I don't want to be sleeping all day. You notice the time goes by faster and faster when you're in your 30s, and you're just like, shit. And time, speaking of that, man, time just goes by so fast. So I have learned, especially this year, that the boundaries have gotten stronger for me, meaning like no bullshit, no time wasting, no social gatherings, no work stuff aside from like what needs to be done. I mean, like traditional work stuff, like work meetings and all that, like after work drinks or whatever it is that has to deal with like wasting time onto my investments and my future, I will not do. And companies, not giving my full energy to companies, just due to the fact of corporate is very tough these days. They want to overwork, underpay people, and it has shown a massive effect throughout the whole world. And I am on that movement of like, we're not doing that, because it just, you could drop dead and they're going to replace you overnight, bro. So I have learned that as long as I'm investing fully in myself, the dividends had been through the roof. And I think that's something what I want to end with, right? It's invest in yourself is the best that you could do. I have a sick mother on her deathbed, and as she declines every day, I still recognize that, man, like, what's important is what you're doing now. Not that I didn't know that before, it just made it much more strong-willed for me to do it. And it goes by too fast, life. It's too fucking short. As cliche as it sounds, you won't know until you have an actual experience of seeing how short life is, which we do see now with our mom. And do what you enjoy, having a good attitude regardless, and just do what you love. Go for it all, because if you don't, you're just going to go back to doing what the fuck you were doing anyway. So you might as well try your best on what you really want. And that's what we'll be doing moving forward. And we can see, we can catch the trends of what people do. Those that are decide to remain mediocre. We can see the trends of those who decide to just like bullshit their whole life. We can see the trends of those that actually want to be great their whole life. And we see what people are doing that we don't want to be. Whether it's like with the way they eat, the way they move, their sleep schedule, what they do on their free time. And we decide what's fun for us. And we take note of that, man. So if you listen to this podcast, I appreciate you. You can hit us up at TIMSTUH, which was originally a podcast that's on the go. And ironically, I'm on the go right now. I appreciate y'all, man. Have a good one. Peace.